Verse 1. Ask ye of the Lord rain. In the time of the latter rain. Amen. The latter rain comes in the springtime in Israel. Early rain comes in the fall. Early rain helps the winter wheat to germinate, barley and such. And the latter rain ripens the crop for harvest. Amen. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. For the idols have spoken vanity. The diviners have seen a lie and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. Mine anger was kindled against the shepherds. And I punished the goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock, the house of Judah, and hath made them as a goodly horse in battle. Out of him came forth the corner. Out of him the nail. Out of him the battle bow. Out of him every oppressor together. Praise God. My text tonight, if God will, it's raining, folks. It's raining. Hallelujah. It's raining. You see, I was cocked and primed to preach this Sunday night, and it rained me out. It's raining at the highway of holiness. Hallelujah. Amen. Then I got all cocked and primed again and all loaded. Amen. I'm going to preach it. Well, I'll preach it Wednesday night. It rained me out again. It's raining, folks. I was all cocked and primed to preach it up at export. Oh, maybe the Lord's will for me to take it to export. Amen. And it rained me out up there. Hallelujah. I've had the easiest time so far preaching this message. Amen. Hallelujah. It's raining on the inside. Come on in the house. Come on in the house of the Lord. Praise God. It's time for rain. I feel it in my bones. I sense it in the wind. I can see it in the clouds. Those formations have been up there for a while. Hallelujah. Hey, for about 3 years, it's been time for rain at the highway of holiness. Amen. And did you know that that's the time to ask God for rain? That's what he said. Said, ask the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. It's springtime in Ohio. Springtime in Arkansas. It's time for the spring rains. Praise God. It's a disaster when it don't rain in the springtime. They're counting on them to replenish the reserves in the wells because some folks pump. Amen. Is out of water. Come on. Amen. I told you about Brother Gerald helping us. And we dug that trench and put water in. And the old timer said, well, never gone dry. Old Dale Churchwell said, I used to remember old timers talking. I used to remember when the wagons would line up and people would fill their barrels with water. How that well said, that well never been dry. But as for me and Gerald put a pressure pump on it, we pumped it dry in about a week. We had to haul water for Old Dale Church. Well, that puts a strain on it when you put a pressure pump on it. Amen. You begin to take baths, you know, and showers and flush stools and people really begin to use water. That puts a drain on things. Amen. So you need the rain to replenish the store. in the wells. Amen. I was at my brother's. I went down after the funeral Tuesday at Jonesboro and went down and turned everything on in my house. And I went up to my brother's for a little while that night. And as usual, is sitting there watching the Weather Channel, their own cable or satellite or something or other, but they've already seen everything on TV. Everything's a rerun. Everything's rehashed. They've already seen it all. They already know it all. And so they don't care to watch anything but the Weather Channel. And so that's what they watch. And my brother called my attention to it as they was giving the weather report on the Weather Channel and showing the satellite picture. And he said, look at that. And there the clouds was over Texas, and they'd come right up to the Arkansas line, and they just wouldn't go no farther. And it just disappeared. They'd go around the bottom side of Arkansas and across the northern part of Louisiana and not even cross the southern Arkansas line. So there they were, an L shape. It came through Texas and right up the Arkansas line and quit. And I asked Carl and Jack, I said, have you all been paying your tithes? Of course, I already knew the answer to that question. Jackie said, no, we haven't. So it's been a long time since we paid any tithes. There's something wrong when it don't rain in the rainy season. There's something wrong down in Arkansas. They need to find the Jonah in Arkansas because somebody's stopping the rain. It's time to rain. I want you to know that across this country, a fellow suggested to me the other night that it started, the revival started down Florida hogwash. Amen. I didn't even know nothing about Florida. Didn't care nothing about Florida. Haven't seen much good in Florida except a spot here and there. Amen. Where they were having a Holy Ghost Holiness camp meeting. Praise God. But I haven't seen anything much to go to Florida for. Unless you've got a pocket full of $20 bills. Amen. You can see a lot in Florida if you got enough $20 bills. And that was in 1970 that I went, my one and only vacation in Florida. I never cared to take another one. Amen. If they counted on folks like me to keep up the tourism in Florida, they'd go broke. Amen. I mean, Disneyland would go out of business. Amen. I ain't never been, no figure on going, but amen. I don't consider it a vacation to go to Florida in April. Because it's already summertime down there. It's already hot and dry. It was hot and dry when I was down there on vacation, and the whole country was on fire. And the air was full of smoke. And you smelt smoke in the morning, smoke in the evening. I mean, everything was barbecued in Florida when I was down there on a vacation. Of course, that didn't help my vacation. Any hot weather, fish wasn't biting. Amen. At least I couldn't catch them. Amen. And so I just don't like taking vacations in Florida too much, especially when it's nice everywhere else. Amen. But hey, it's time for rain in the United States of America, and they've predicted a dry season except for a few spots. They predicted drought across the United States again. They say it could be the hottest, driest season yet. Amen. You know what can change that? Ask for rain. In the time of rain. And the old song said there's too much sinning and not enough praying. I mean, America needs to repent. The church needs to repent. The ministry needs to repent. Because, my God, there's something hindering the rain. And I'm prone to believe that there's trouble at the top. He said, mine anger is kindled against the shepherds. That's the pastors. Amen. And I punish the goats. That's the folks in the church that's just a little bit smarter than most sheep. Amen. And they train them to lead the sheep, because goats are easier to train. Sheep are exceedingly dumb, and they need a leader. And so they train goats to lead the sheep, and they help the shepherds. Amen. Hey, amen, we need some rain amongst the leadership. Can you say amen? The leadership sometimes can be the one that's stopping the rain. Hallelujah. I'm glad to tell you, praise God, it's raining in the house. I'm glad to tell you that God's poured out His Spirit. Amen. It's been raining at the Highway of Holiness, praise God. It was raining up yonder in Export this week, praise God. There's things that can hinder. However, if we're not having rain when it's time for it, there's a reason for it. Amen. Amen. People can hinder. Amen. Jonah got a ship in the wrong direction. Huh? Amen. And he hindered that journey. I mean, they tried hard to... They threw their stuff overboard. And everybody prayed to his God. And there's old Jonah... nosing away. Amen. He came over here and woke up. Jonah, rise, stranger, and pray to your God. It might be that He will answer prayer. We're about to be killed out here on this sea. Amen. Oh, Jonah knew where the trouble was. Amen. And he said, I tell you, fellas, he said, it's not you, it's me. I am a preacher of the gospel, a servant of the Most High God. And God told me to go preach at Nineveh, and I didn't do it, and I got on this ship instead. And he said, you'll find out. Just throw me overboard, and this storm will stop. And they rowed hard trying to save Jonah and the ship. And finally, there was nothing that they could do but throw Jonah overboard. And when they threw Jonah overboard, storm stopped. God had business with Jonah. Amen. Hallelujah. You think one person can hinder a service? Sure, if they don't obey God. Amen. In my early days, I hadn't interpreted message in tongues too much, and it takes faith to give an interpretation. God doesn't always give you all of it. He just gives you the idea and a few words, and you start out and follow the Lord, and it takes faith to give an interpretation to tongues. Amen. And that night, in Old Midway Church, somebody gave a message in tongues, and I got the interpretation, but I didn't have faith enough to give it. And so I didn't give the interpretation. And I didn't think anybody'd know if I killed a whole service. Amen. I didn't think it would kill a whole service if I didn't give the interpretation. But I didn't give that interpretation that night, and it killed the service. Nobody knew, I didn't think, that I had missed God. I didn't think anybody knew. But you know, you can't fool God's people. They can sometimes see right through you. Amen. And old Sister Gregory, she came around after church, that white-haired mother, and said, Brother Collins, you had that interpretation, didn't you? Amen. And all I could do was shell down the cord and say, yes, I did. But I hindered the service that night because I didn't give the interpretation to the message. I've seen sometimes that I wish folks would shut up. Amen. But if God's really got you to say something and God really wants you to give something, you better speak up and obey God. Amen. Praise God. Against the shepherds, the leaders. Do you know that's usually why revival tarries? The congregation don't raise any higher than their leaders. Amen. A man's got to be in the will of God. A man's got to be in the right place at the right time. I mean, when you pray, you need to pray in God's will. And when it's time for rain, it's time to pray for rain. That might seem strange to you. Say, Brother Collins, it looks like in a drought's a time to pray for rain. But most nations in the world, like South America, the Middle East, the Philippines, they have a dry season. And it's natural to have a dry season. Amen. I remember when I first went to the Philippines, Brother Lyleberg Jr., Zeke, they called him. He was just a little boy riding his bicycle. He'll be here this summer. Amen. He's over there ministering now. He's known the language from his youth. Now he's back over there using it for the glory of God. But he's just a little boy. Amen. Riding his bicycle up and down the streets of Loag City when I first went. And I went in March. That's a dry season. I left Ohio. There was icicles hanging on the trees. I left Ohio. Ice was freezing on the fences. Amen. And flew over to the Philippines, and it was 90 degrees. Amen. And the dry season. And so in order to keep the shrubs and stuff living, they'd draw buckets full of water, big old 5-gallon buckets full of water, amen, and pour it on those shrubs. And that was Zeke's job, to pour it on those shrubs. Ain't there wasn't no use to pray for rain in the dry season, because the Philippines, as well as most nations in the world, have a dry season. And it's going to be dry. But when it comes time for the wet season, then if you don't have rain, you're hurting. If you don't have rain when it's supposed to rain, I mean you have missed it, brother, big time. Amen. And so he said, ask the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Jesus knew when to pray for somebody. He knew who to pray for. Amen. That's why he didn't have any failures. Come on. Listen to this. This is 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and 32. And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. And the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment, at your service. They knew it was time for David to take the kingdom. They knew it was time for David to sit on the throne. They knew it was time for the house of Saul to decrease. They knew the times. Amen. And folks, times don't just happen. They are the seasons of God. Amen. Jesus said, I can do nothing except my heavenly Father shows me. Amen. Jesus knew God's timing. Every step he took was in the will of God. Praise God. He knew when to go. He knew when to stay. When he stayed and didn't go to Lazarus immediately, it was because God was holding him back for a greater miracle to raise Lazarus from the dead. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, I can do nothing except my heavenly Father shows me. Well, why don't so-and-so do this? Why don't they do that? Why don't they do something else? We can't override God's divine season. We can't override God's divine plan. Praise God. We got to go with the wind, if you will. We've got to go with the tide, if you will. Amen. There's no use to buck God's tide. Go with it. If you want to be a success for God, find out which way God's going. Amen. And go that way. Find out which way God's moving and pray that way. Hallelujah. We'll have miracles in season. Amen. Hallelujah. And they knew the times. Praise God. We need to know, if you will, the times. Praise God. Amen. It was time to have revival. It was time for Israel to claim Canaan. It was time for God's people to march around Jericho. And they did. Praise God. It was time for the walls of Jericho to fall. And they did. Amen. But then they were defeated in the next battle. And Joshua wept before God and said, "What are you doing here, Joshua? The reason you had failure was there sin in the camp." Amen. And he began to cast lots. My God, things get in that shape. And people are dying needlessly and defeat on every hand. You can get it now. It's here now. The rains are falling. Ooh-wee. Unless we let these precious moments pass, folks, God's doing something. He's doing something across the country. Amen. I feel like saying so many times, Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? This is it. The rains are falling. The power of God's a moving. It's time for the reaping. It's harvest time. The rains are falling. It's ripening the grain. Hallelujah. It's in season. Amen. I listened to Tim LaHaye's tape recording of his book, Apollyon, going up to help keep me awake. Amen. And he projects his novel into the tribulation period. Amen. And he's got Moshe, that's Moses, and Eli, that's Elijah. Amen. The two witnesses, he got them ministering in Jerusalem at the same time. 144,000 are ministering in Jerusalem and around the world. Amen. And I don't agree with that. I think Tim's just a little bit off. First place, I don't think it's Moses and Elijah. I think it's Enoch and Elijah, the two olive trees that stand before the whole earth. Amen. I don't think, amen, that the 144,000 are going to have competition from the two witnesses in the first half of the tribulation. It's my private opinion, amen, that they appear on the scene in the last half. Amen, when there are no preachers after the 144,000 have been raptured in the middle. Amen, and the man of sin has been revealed. And the only thing that helps Israel through it and gives them partial access back to the temple is those two men clothed in sackcloth. Amen. But some things about those times we won't understand unless we happen to land there. Huh? Amen. I tell you, our time tonight, if we know what we're doing and we halfway know what we're doing, I feel like in the fundamental of Pentecostal and Christian movement today, amen, it's time now to get ready. And the church, amen, is not going to be in that revival. The church is going to be yonder, amen, with him in the heavens, hallelujah, at the judgment seat of Christ, getting ready to come back with him when he comes.
However, there's some things about those times, amen, that we might differ on right now. But those that happen to be there will know. Sister Collins and C.L. O'Bannon and I drove over to Richlands, Virginia, amen, to hear Finis Jennings Dake. Amen. And he was teaching in a Baptist church. The pastor had got the Holy Ghost and had become a part of the charismatic renewal, and they had Dake over there teaching, and C.L. O'Bannon learned about it, and so we went over. Amen. C.L. O'Bannon believes that it's going to be Moses and Elijah. The late C.L. O'Bannon believed it. Amen. And so I was standing there, and he was talking to Dake about, he felt like that it was going to be Moses and Elijah be the two witnesses. And Dake went through, made it so simple, you know, and pointed out why it couldn't be Moses and Elijah, how it had to be Enoch and Elijah. And he said, see? And he looked at Brother C.L. O'Bannon, an old man, old preacher that's been retired, and he said, no, you don't see. You don't teach an old dog new tricks. Amen. There's some things about that day we don't know. Amen. There's some things about that day you don't want to know. You want to get ready right now. It's raining now in Hamilton, and I think there's a reason for it. It's raining now across the country. Amen, brother. Mercy drops are falling and showers of blessings, we plead. Hallelujah. And it's a good time to ask God for revival, because it's a time of revival, not just a protracted meeting of a few weeks. Amen. Somebody said, when are you going to have your next revival? I say, we have one every time we come to church. Amen. And that's due to accelerate any time. Amen. And go from high speed to a higher speed. Amen. Go from breaking the sound barrier to supersonic. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. It's time for a move of God. It's time for an outpouring of the Spirit. It's time for God's grace to be manifest. You don't want to wait for their revival. The Jews today haven't had theirs yet. They can, but they don't know the times. This is the time to get ready for the rapture. Hallelujah. So 144,000 of them is going to get saved in that Joel chapter 2 continuance of that revival. Praise God. And they're going to evangelize the world in a great number that no man can number, because they know the times finally are going to be converted, praise God, and appear before the throne shouting a victory, waving palms of victory, singing that glad new song. Hallelujah. But folks, that's not our time. This is our time. This is our hour. And we may never have another one. Amen. You think you know something? You think you're pretty smart? You think you know a whole lot about the Bible? I'll tell you, if you know anything like you ought to know, you better be seeking God for that getting ready rain. Because He's getting us ready for that great day. My, so many things are already behind us. Israel's already been declared a nation. Amen. That was 50 years ago and better. Amen. They've already recaptured Jerusalem. That was 1967. Amen. My God, what more do we need? As the pieces go together one by one, and even the sinner's knows, amen, in this year, 2000, that there's something going to happen. And it's time to ask God for it. It's time to claim your loved ones. Let's bow our head, Father. Help us to claim our loved ones for God, because You're dealing with them. Help us, Lord, to see them saved, because You're dealing with them. Help us, Lord, to see the rain in the time of the rain. And Lord, don't let anything hinder us. Don't let our faith waver. Don't let our zeal fail, Lord. Oh God, we claim the promise of God. We claim the glory of our hour. Someday, someday we'll long to see one of these days. Someday we may wish for times like these. Help us to make the most of it while God's moving. Help us to make the most of it while God's pouring out His Spirit. Amen. Help us to get ready for that great day. Hallelujah.